Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating Christmas Day here on the Small Business Advocate Show, my 18th live Christmas program, and we're doing it as we've been doing it for many years now with one of our great Jewish friends, Andrew Sherman, a long time, 15, almost 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an attorney, and he's the author of, I don't know, at least a couple of dozen books. I'm not kidding, folks. That have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. He's our good friend, Andrew Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. You know, Jim, in the Jewish tradition, in the Jewish religion, the number 18 is a very significant number. So I don't know if you knew that, but
I did not know that. I knew about 7 and 40 and 30 and
no, and 18 is a big number.
What does 18 mean?
Well, it's a sign of luck. It's a sign of goodness. When you go to a bar mitzvah, for example, and give the gift, many people give in multiples of 18. So, you know, you would give whatever you think is appropriate times 18.
Wow.
So it's great to be together on your 18th show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I thought you were saying that you'd written 18 books. How many have you written, by the way?
I am currently, literally this morning, working on number 26.
26, okay, so I was wrong. It's more than two dozen, so...
It's okay.
And I've helped you launch probably 23 of them.
You have. You've been a very good friend.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Andrew, one of the things that I was pointing to in the previous segment, I read this today, both hours, I've read two passages from Isaiah. I read a passage from Luke, the Gospel of Luke. And all of that ties Christians and Jews together. And we are inextricably linked historically, religiously. Our values are completely simpatico. The foundation of our values is tolerance, even though we haven't always been tolerant to others or with each other. The on balance, our faiths use tolerance as a marker, don't they?
We do, but you know, I totally agree with what you said. I think the notion of Judeo-Christian values is a very real notion. You hear it talked about a lot, and you hear it talked about a lot, unfortunately, compared to some of the other world's religions that lately have been twisted into certain things that I don't think they were intended to be. But in the notion of tolerance, I mean, tolerance is a first step. It's not the last step. I mean, tolerance is the beginning of true understanding and true friendship. I mean, if I can't be tolerant of you, then I'm not likely to begin to get to know you. But I don't want us to think that tolerance is an end game. It's a beginning.
That's exactly right. And you know, the thing that I pointed out in a previous segment, Andrew, is that when we are intolerant, it creates, by nature, by definition, creates negative energy. It's a destructive force. Intolerance is not just, it's actually more destructive to us than it is to the other person, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I'll tell you why I think you're spot on. Intolerance is also an unwillingness to learn. And if you think about it, who are you hurting? If there's somebody sitting next to you that looks different than you, that had a different background, but they have something to teach you, something to share, and you're going to be intolerant of them and you're not going to be open to what they have to say or what they can teach you, then it's your loss, not theirs. I mean,
do you remember being in college or going off to college and seeing someone that didn't look the way you thought people should look, and your first thought was, well, I don't think I like that person very much, and then over a period of a month or a year or whatever, you meet them, find out that they're pretty cool people. And I mean, I've done that. I mean, I know people right now. We're still friends after all these years. And when I first saw them, I was going to be intolerant of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it begins for a lot of people. And it is the awakening of learning that that person has more in common with you than they do different. And the things that are different are a learning opportunity for you and an expansion of your horizons.
And as a Christian, Andrew, one of the things that Jesus taught us was tolerance. His entire ministry was about inclusion, tolerance and inclusion. Passage after passage is about how what he had to say was about everyone. And Merry Christmas, everyone. Right back with Andrew Sherman after these messages. This is one of my favorite songs in the world.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.